Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You know who's not a crazy, not a guy that understands Cleveland sports, a guy that's been a part of Cleveland sports? He's our good friend.
Would also be a good manager.
Brian Anderson. Hello. How are you, BA?
You know what? Enjoying your little banter right there, because when I was warming up today, when I went to the gym, I jumped on the elliptical, like a little 10-minute warm-up, get the body going.
Yeah.
And I was literally watching old Mean Gene Okerlund interviews with Macho Man.
Because there's a comedian.
Live at the Poughkeepsie Civic Center.
and then the Macho Man comes in with he's just the best promos ever. And there's a comedian, I think his name is Dan Soder.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, it's incredible, bro. You just go watch some of his clips of him impersonating Macho Man Savage. You cannot tell. It's more than right on. I've never seen an impression done more perfectly than when he does Macho Man. It cracks me up. But anyway, yeah, you mentioned Mean Gene Okerlund. I'm like, I was just watching him interview Macho Man, so it's pretty funny.
Macho Man was from Columbus, born in Columbus. Do you guys know that?
I did.
You did know that?
Minor league baseball.
Minor league baseball stuff I knew. I just didn't realize he was born in Columbus.
Same. Yeah, I did not know that either.
Huh. Zanesville, Columbus. Wow, how about that? I wonder, when you were talking about it, I was like, I wonder what he was like in the clubhouse as a baseball player. Like, you tell me he wouldn't have been fun. Although he might have, I don't know, you know the way baseball is, he might have worn thin with some guys too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, you gotta pick your friends wisely if you're going to be that.
He's like walking around.
Going in. Yeah, I don't either. But who knows? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think he's like walking up to guys and going, we got to get better pitching. And we got to make sure we get some contact. Then we'll cause some chaos on the base pass.
He should have a statue in Tampa.
I don't think that's how it works.
The last place he played was Tampa. The Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons. I'll spell it for you.
Yeah, no, I know who they are.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, what do you think about the Browns?
Not much. I mean, let's be honest, not much. Why? I mean, what would you think? And you're right. This weekend's game against the Dolphins, I mean, you talk about, you know, two teams, you know, seemingly going nowhere. I don't know. I don't think a whole lot. I'm you know what I'm tired of watching? I'm tired of watching 6-yard curls, 6-yard out passes, swing passes, tunnel screens. I'm tired of it. It's whatever. I you guys know we were on the text chain last night watching Joe Flacco light up the Steelers. Like, I mean, 9 days in or 10 days in, whatever, just like he did with Cleveland. Roll out of bed, grab a new playbook, and then just start lighting people up. And a division rival, nonetheless, and that outstanding drive at the end of the game, that outstanding throw to T. Higgins. And oh, by the way, how smart of him to slide down and then just run the clock to nothing and a chip shot field goal. That was a fun game to watch. And it was, I mean, it's the kind of quarterbacking from both guys that you've not seen in Cleveland since Flacco was there.
BA, do you think it's just as simple as this, it's just time to move on from Kevin Stefanski and reset this whole thing in Cleveland? Or do you think this is redeemable?
I honestly think it's redeemable if he's got players. But who were your weapons? I like the young running backs. I do like the young running backs a lot. But outside of that, who out wide scares you? I mean, Judy, okay. But I mean, and by the way, you don't have a quarterback can get the ball down the field. You don't have a quarterback. Have we seen Dillon Gabriel throw a ball further than 15 yards down the field? Unless he's throwing it away out the back of the end zone. Have we seen that? Again, all you see is little drops over the middle, six yard curls, a little 6 yard out pattern, maybe a quick slant attempt. That's all you see. That literally is all you see. So, and you don't have the weapons to be able to create after a 4 yard catch. So it's just an offense that is just grinding itself into the ground. Where's the upside? Maybe Judkins pops one here or there. Samson can be slippery. But outside of that, who are your guys? Who are your guys that scares the defense? And oh, by the way, again, you don't see Gabriel throw the ball down the field. So how quickly is it going to take defensive coordinators to just condense the field, no matter where they are on the field, because you're not afraid of anything over the top? Which makes it even more impossible to move the ball. I don't know. It's like watching paint dry. I think we all agree on that.
Where do we go Monday? I mean, do you really think if they lose Sunday, we're changing quarterback or it's changing head coaches? And maybe is it more than head coach? Because all I know is they made a couple trades. They traded a quarterback that won last night, and we haven't heard from the general manager. You've been around baseball for a long time. When someone gets traded in baseball, the GM is front and center the next day. I don't ever remember a time where we never saw that. And I haven't seen the GM in forever, and he made two major trades in the middle of the season. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. But let me ask you this. Let's say that they lose to the Dolphins, and let's say Monday that they move on from Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the new guy going to get out of this group? What's that going to accomplish outside of making a change to make a change? Nobody's going to provide a spark. It's not going to be a new. What's the difference going to be?
It's another day of paying someone not to be a part of your team if they fire him. Really, that's what it is at this point. Again, if you want to do it, they're going to do it at the end of the season. I just don't see what's the value. What are you looking for? Because now it just feels like you're looking for the draft. You're trying to, okay, here's where we're going with the draft. Okay. All right.
Listen, there's nothing more disconcerting than being 6-7 weeks into a season and having the conversation that we're having right now. It's just gross. It's sad. You want to be, what do baseball teams say? And it kind of drives me crazy at times, but baseball teams talk about, we want to be playing meaningful games in September. You want to get to December with a chance to make the playoffs and have meaningful games. And you're already, we're not to Halloween. We still got a couple of weeks to Halloween and the season's over.
BA, here's the problem. The problem is we're saying the same thing about the Browns. I want to see them playing meaningful games in September now.
Good point. That's a really good point. That's well done, Andy. That's good.
That's what happens when you hang around me for 20 years plus.
You know it's bad. I'm telling you. Did you watch the game last night to the end?
Do you want to hear what you're about to say? Dan's got the clip. I know exactly where you're going with this. Tell me if this is what you're talking about. Boom.
Do it.
All right. Yes, do it.
Happy crowd of Bengals fans. 33-31 victory over the Steelers, and if you can't hear it, the chowd is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, no, we heard it. Courtesy Prime.
I mean, could it be more embarrassing than Bengal fans chanting, thank you, Cleveland? Does that sum it up in a phrase? I mean, it's gross.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
That's I'll leave it at that. But I heard that last night, and I mean, we all heard it, and we all just heard it again, and it's beyond the pale of embarrassment.
All right, before we go, we got to talk some baseball with you. First of all, I love this Toronto Seattle series. I think it's a blast.
Oh,
the other thing, the other one's over, isn't it? I mean, Dodgers take care of this.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are impenetrable. I mean, that team, you think you come up with a game plan, you think you come up with an answer, and not so much. I mean, they've got an answer for everything that you come with. It's been pretty amazing, and it starts with their pitching.
Yeah.
And those guys are finally all healthy, and they're pitching up to their capabilities. And if that's the case, you can't do anything about that. You just can't. You've got to hope for a great performance from your guy, and you know, maybe you get them out of there after six or six and a third and someone from the bullpen you can ding. That's about your only hope. But the Dodgers right now just have an answer for everything the Brewers are throwing at them.
BA, is the starting pitcher back? I mean, because goodness, I watched Yamamoto go a complete game for the first time in forever, and Snell was unhittable. That changeup was unhittable.
No, I know. I tell you, he can pitch in some big spots. I've seen it here with Tampa, and obviously, you know, now seeing it from a distance. But Snell can come up big in big moments. There's no question. He's done it time and again, and it can be as dominant as any left-hander because he's got that dominant fastball that he can ride up in the zone. He can bring that thing down in the zone. He's got an excellent breaking ball that's sharp and late, and then the changeup. The changeup just you don't have an answer for because you've got to be geared up for the heater because – again, he'll use it top of zone, bottom zone, but he also pitches to the corners. He can be good with the glove side fastball and then the changeup off of that. You know, he's got the arsenal, obviously, of a power pitcher, but he's got the guile and pitchability of a finesse guy. That's a really, really tough combo to deal with. Guy knows how to pitch with really elite stuff. You're in trouble.
All right, BA.
And by the way, just to hit on your previous point, that Mariner Blue Jay series.
I mean,
didn't you think that the way the Mariners just took it to them in Toronto?
I thought it was over in Seattle. I thought it was going to be done.
Dude, I know. It's fascinating. The road team is dominating this series. I can't wait to see game five tonight and see where we go from there. But yeah, that series, I can't get enough of that series.
BA, you know, the thing I love about the Dodgers right now is letting guys go into the eighth inning or maybe getting a complete game. You know, Jeff and I were talking about that yesterday. That just feels so old school, and you know, it got me into the just thinking about what always drove me nuts, still drives me nuts, is when you get a setup guy in the eighth who's mowing down the middle of the order and throws like less than 20 pitches or less than 15 pitches, and you have to go to the closer when it's over. Why wouldn't you stay with the setup guy? He's on fire. Those are the kind of things that drive me nuts, and I was really glad to see the Dodgers do what they did in games one and two.
Well, yeah, I completely agree, but that's the way that the game has gone. And, you know, I think that you're right. The starting pitching is starting to take a turn. And I think that you're going to see more of that around the league. guys want to lean on their starters a little bit more. I mean, think about the way that Cleveland, you know, and this year to an extent, but 2 years ago, it was their formula for every game.
Yeah.
Hey, starter, give me 15 outs. And then I'm going to go 1-1-1-1. Like you said, period. The sixth inning could be thrown by, you know, whoever it may be who's going to go out there and throw 11 pitches and just carve. But that's all you're doing. Out. Next guy in. You know, and that's how they do it. They don't ride anybody. You know, they don't give them an extra inning. It's just 1-1-1-1.
It's a conveyor
one.
Belt.
And that, yeah, it is. And here's the thing. That's fine. That's fine if it's working. But you have one guy that has an off night, and there goes the game. All because you're limiting guys. You're not, you know, you're just managing as if the game was decided at 4 p.m. Hey, we have a lead through 5. These are our 4 guys. We're going to line them up. Boom, 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 boom. This guy on this part of the lineup, this guy for the next part of the lineup, and right down the line we go until we get to the closer. And you know, again, that's all well and good, but one guy has an off night and that plan, you know, goes haywire. Everybody's got to be perfect every night or you don't win.
41-year-old Max
Scherzer. Yeah, right. How about when John Schneider
came
out?
This is where I was going to go with this.
Yeah.
I don't know of another pitcher who could look his manager and go, no. And have him go, okay, I'm going back. Sorry, didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah. Who did that? Who did that with the Yankees not that long ago? Was it Max Fried?
With AB?
Might have been. Might have been Max Fried where Boone came out to get him, yeah. And he talked his way back into the game and sent him back and then carved the next. It was a big spot, and it was the same kind of thing. You got to have a lot of cachet to send your manager back to the dugout. I got a manager in Venezuela fired.
What?
For doing that.
What?
For doing that, and it didn't work out.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No.
Oh no!
So I'll say it real quick. So
yeah,
I played for La Guaira, and we shared a stadium with the Caracas Leones. And Caracas is the top team or top two every year. Caracas is loaded. Mm-hmm. La Guaira, we were not very good, and that team has typically not been very good, at least back when I went down there to play. So we are playing Caracas now. When we play Caracas, that stadium is full. You've got armed. You know, armed guards in the dugouts with submachine guns.
Ugh.
Corner of the dugouts. Oh, the electric atmosphere. The atmosphere is so electric. It's just crazy playing winter ball, you know, down there in Venezuela. And this is a long time ago, but anyway, we're playing Caracas, and it's a tight game. And there's 2 outs in the 8th, I believe. And there was a runner on second, 2 outs, and it was a 1-1 game. And they came out to pull me. And I did the same thing. I'm not coming out of this game. I'm not coming out of this game. We have a banter back and forth. He leaves me in.
In English?
Back to the dugout. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. In English. My Spanish would not have been very good. I would just I would just been no. Whatever. But anyway, manager goes back to the dugout. Roger Cedeno is hitting. And Roger Cedeno hits a 14 hopper. That finds its way up the middle. I mean, this thing barely rolled into center field. But That run scored, and we got beat 2-1. And when I got to the field the next day, hey, where's Polos, our manager? Oh, they fired him after the game last night. He's already on his way back to the States.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That happened. You talk about
that ever happened here, though? That ever happened in the States? Did you ever say no in the States? I can't imagine. When Grover comes out for the ball, you're handing him the ball, right?
Pretty much. The only time I ever said no and it didn't work is when I was with Arizona in our expansion year. I'm pitching against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, and we have a 3-0 lead, and I've gone 8 shutout.
Mm-hmm.
So I come off the mound. My pitch count is in good order, and I come off the mound, and Buck Showalter comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, lefty, that's it." And I'm like, no, that's not it. I go, it's a shutout. My pitches, I'm good. I feel good. Da-da-da-da-da. No, that's it. And we got into an argument. And he said Felix Rodriguez was our closer. He was young and he had never closed before.
Oh.
And Buck grabbed a hold of me and he said, listen, he goes, we have a rookie closer. And it was early in the season. He goes, we have a rookie closer who's never done this before. This is a 3-0 lead. I need to get him opportunities. You are done. And I was like, okay. And that was
okay,
the end.
Buck, I'm going back to the dugout.
When Buck gets a certain look on his face, you just say, okay,
you're done.
And you move it along,
All right, speaking of moving along, we got to roll. Thanks, BA. We'll talk to you soon.
You're the best, brother. Talk soon.
Bye, boys. Have a good weekend.
He is Brian Anderson, super friend of the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.